On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team will open up their season this weekend at Wayne State in Michigan. Games that you can catch right here on the Beaver Radio Network, Talk Radio 1360 KKBJ, and online, beaverradionetwork.com. Kelly Schultz, the voice of the Beaver women's hockey team in Detroit, she's with Aaron Cody.
Well, first of all, Aaron, welcome back to the ice. It's got to feel good to be back here with your teammates. Talk about just the overall feeling with this team.
It's a lot of fun. It's a really good pace. We got a lot of quick players and a lot of returners, so that helps. And I don't know, it's a really good feeling. The atmosphere is nice and welcoming. Everyone gets along, so far, so good.
You've been practicing here at the city rink, the Nielsen Reese rink, and how much of a difference is it from the John Glass Fieldhouse?
It's different just as far as, you know, transporting stuff back and forth, but it's really not too bad just because we can leave our stuff here. And, I mean, a rink's a rink, you know. If you get out there and it's the same drill, the same thing. So I don't think we mind too bad. We're just looking forward to our new home.
I know. I was just going to ask you, now the Breck opens up in a couple weeks. How soon will you guys be hitting the ice? Do you know? Have you heard?
So far it looks like a few days before. Well, we'll be lucky if we get in there the Monday before for game opener, but I have a feeling it's going to be more like Wednesday. So I guess it's a little up in the air right now.
You had a chance to play here last Friday, an exhibition game against Toronto. Talk about what you saw on the ice and some positives you took from that game.
One of the things that sticks out to me is we have a lot of girls can shoot the puck. I just, you know, from my freshman year, I know it's come a long ways when you get someone who can get a hard shot on net when you don't have much time. We were quick out there. We were able to recover even when we made some sloppy mistakes. And a lot of good things, and also a lot of, you know, passing and stuff like that. We just need to clean up. Still a little rusty.
Last year against Wayne State, it was at home at the John Glass Fieldhouse. Took the first night 1-3-1. Second night, Wayne State owned that game 6-1. What do you expect to see out of this weekend? Have you watched any film?
Actually, we're going to do that right now. So I guess it's just kind of, you know, a building block. They're going to be a lot quicker than the team we played, and then after that it's just going to keep getting harder. So yeah, we'll go watch some film, and then I think just concentrate more on our game the first couple weeks.
Five new freshman faces on the team this year. Just briefly tell us what you see in them coming here to Bemidji State.
One of the biggest things I'd say is they're all pretty confident. It's easy to tell, you know, on the ice. They're not going to hesitate or, you know, to take you down, so it's been kind of fun to battle with them out there. And they're all definitely skilled, so it's fun to see them. I think they're going to be right there in the lineup, and it'll be good.
On a personal note, this is your senior year. How fast has the last 4 years gone for you?
Oh, it's scary. I don't know where they went. I feel like just yesterday I was coming in here as a freshman, so I'm just trying to enjoy each day and not let it slip away from me.
Good luck this weekend. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you very much.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1, The River.